Welcome back to I'm Sorry Dad, everybody. Hope you're doing great, and I hope you had a great Mother's Day. Shout out to all the moms out there, and to all you future moms, happy future Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to Ralph, my cat. She's a mom. A deadbeat mom. She, let her kids be given away by me, but whatever. Happy Mother's Day, Ralph. That was Ralph. Cool, thanks. This episode is brought to you by a company that I have used before, and I'm sure you guys will find that I'm obviously a big supporter. As you guys know, I go to therapy. I'm a dude who gets depressed, and that's why I'm happy. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online therapy, and they will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. You go online, you can do it text, you can do Skype or phone call. It makes it less intimidating because going to see a therapist can be scary. Just like entering the room. If you've never done it before, you're like, where do I sit? What do I do? But with BetterHelp, you just log on. They match you with a professional and you go from there. And one great thing about BetterHelp is that you can log on anywhere in the world and send your therapist a message anytime. Like for my therapist that I see in person, I can't just email her a question. That's just not how she works. But with BetterHelp, you can vent to your therapist literally anytime. That's in addition to the scheduled phone, Skype, or text sessions. So BetterHelp is awesome. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I know a lot of you guys listening have either been to therapy or thought about seeing a therapist. BetterHelp makes it easier. And if you are thinking about it, I say just go for it. Just see what it's like. Even just for a little social experiment. Just get something off your chest or just analyze your life. You know, you don't need to be in crisis mode to talk to a therapist. It's beneficial for everybody. You know I'm a big supporter. Visit BetterHelp.com/dad and join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. For I'm Sorry Dad listeners, you guys get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/dad. That's 10% off because your boy Dune and your boy Calvia sent you. Just go to BetterHelp.com/dad. All right, let's get into this episode where I'm depressed, but still entertaining, and Brandon's all hyper and kind of in a good mood. And Mahogany is Mahogany Doggy. All right, enjoy, guys. Love you.
I'm so sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry, Dad. Brandon's crazy.
And we're back on the pod.
Yay. This is my favorite, dude. I just want to say this, Rye. This is my favorite time of the week is when I'm really? Here with you.
Wow.
And I'm just sitting here talking to you just about, you know, life experience and our problems. And I just want to say that this is my favorite, the thing I look forward to the most.
Wow. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah, man.
It's good to finally get a sense that you give a fuck about
psych.
This,
oh. Fucking bitch.
Damn.
Sorry.
Dude, you got me.
Sorry, dude.
Well, what's new with you, man?
Well, I mean, I don't know. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot. Let's talk all about it.
Let's talk all about it. What's been going on?
Well, first and foremost, Brandon, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, right?
It was on Sunday. Today's Tuesday, but whatever. Still topical.
Yep. It is still topical.
You have given birth to
four babies.
Four babies.
Wow. Quadruplets, I think that's what they're called.
Wow.
I think, yeah.
Is that their name?
Yep. The quadruplets, they're going to form a doo-wop band. Doo-wop group.
Doo-wop. Duo? I don't know, whatever.
You know what a doo-wop band is, fucking idiot?
I'm a little slow today, guys.
Sorry. I'm sorry I'm being very harsh towards you. It's just because I like you a lot, and so I feel like I have to push you away.
Wow. You're afraid of falling in love.
I'm afraid of falling in love with you.
That's romantic, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, good to see you. Happy Mother's Day. What'd you do for Mother's Day, dude?
Dude, I got my mom a bagel.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's about it.
Oof.
No, my mom, the past few Mother's Days, past few years, since I was a kid, I always made my mom a card, like handmade her a card that had a bunch of like stuff written on it, like, I love you, Mom, or I write like a story on it or something like that. And then I did that last year as a 23-year-old man. Yeah. And she just opened the, she was like, what is this? She was like upset that I did. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, can you just get me a massage or something? Uh-huh. Or like an iPod or something like that. And I was like, yeah, I guess. And so this year I just didn't put forth any creative effort or any nothing, no actual passion in the gift. I literally just went to a massage place and was like, how much for a gift card?
You were like, how much for a hand job?
Yep.
That's cool. Well, did she appreciate it?
No, she liked that way more than the cards.
So what was your story as a 23-year-old?
The story?
Yeah, the story you wrote.
It's like a fictional story about how this white waitress met this Hispanic dishwasher, and then they banged in the storage closet, and then they had three kids. It's a totally fictional story.
That's what happened in Brandon's real life. That's how Brandon was conceived.
It's true.
Did they really bang out in the back of the restaurant?
Yep. storage closet, apparently. That's what they told me.
Yeah, you told us that. Us, I'm sorry, dad kids.
Yeah.
Well, that's romantic.
I know.
I didn't do shit for my mom. I called her.
Really? Called her a bitch.
Called her a bitch. Said, fuck you, bitch.
No, really, what'd you do? You have a good relationship with your mom, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to send her anything. So no flowers.
Did you forget it was Mother's Day?
Did you forget it was Mother's Day?
Why am I talking like this?
I kind of did. And then I was away all weekend. But, you know, I called her. Let her know I'm thinking. I just told her what she wanted to hear. It was like, hey, I'm thinking about going to grad school.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So you gave her the gift of potential.
Yes.
That was the gift that you gave her. Your son has a lot of potential.
Indeed. Mm. And I talked to my sister, who is also a mom. Mm. She's moving right up the street. She's moving from a big house to a bigger house.
Mm.
So, good job, Molly.
So wait, is it a thing on Mother's Day you have to say Happy Mother's Day to every mom that you know?
Yep.
And really?
Guess who else is a mom?
Who?
Ralph. Happy Mother's Day, Ralph.
Oh, yeah. She was a mom, and then her kids, she abandoned your children.
No, I sold her children.
Oh, got it.
Or I gave them away. Yep, Ralph is a mom. She had three kittens. And, yeah, it was pretty cute.
Huh.
But then Ralph just ended up not giving a fuck about her. We sold one kitten to our upstairs neighbor, and then Ralph saw him one day and, like, attacked him.
Ralph doesn't give a fuck about her kids.
Savage.
Happy Mother's Day, Ralph.
Mahogany, did you do anything for Mom's Day?
Mother's Day.
Tried to make a cool joke, but nope.
I sent my mom a nice little meme on Instagram because my mom's on Instagram now.
Nice.
Yeah. And the first picture of the meme is like a woman holding her belly, and she was like, oh, that's cute. Are you trying to tell me something? And I was like, Mom, look at the whole meme. And then she sent me a picture of her crying because she was like, that's so sweet. Because it was like a really cute meme.
Also, it was a cute meme.
Yeah, it was like a little slideshow. You know about slideshows, Brandon.
Yeah, I know about those.
Yeah, it was like a little slideshow. And it was like, I carried you in my belly. And I can't, and you know, aww. It was really cute.
That's nice.
And then I called her later and I was like, what's up, Mom? I don't think she listens to this, so I can say I haven't sent her card, but I have it. I do.
Yeah.
And I need to send it today. She will still appreciate it. She's a card lady.
I thought you were about to say something bad about her. Like, she doesn't listen to this. So
I hate her. I did none of that. No, I love my mommy.
Nice.
But, yeah.
And where did you go? Did you want to visit?
Yeah, I went to visit my family in South Carolina.
Nice.
It was my godson. Well, he turned one in April, but I came to see him in May. And
cool. We
hung out and saw like all my friends and almost died of food poisoning.
Right. Yeah.
And as Brandon made me aware of, I think I got hexed by a witch.
Yeah.
That lives somewhere in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Because I was sick. And I'm still sick.
Yeah.
Are you still sick?
Not like sick, but I just like, I feel really weird every day. Like I'm like, either that or it's just like,
I feel like you're
feeling all my, like everyone's energy or something.
Yeah. Maybe you're possessed by a witch.
Maybe not possessed, but definitely
had a spell put on you.
Something is happening.
Like that Hocus Pocus movie. I put a spell on you.
I wasn't allowed to watch Hocus Pocus.
You didn't watch Hocus Pocus?
I think I watched like some scenes of it, but I wasn't allowed to watch that.
You weren't allowed to?
No.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Teaches a lot of great values.
So we don't celebrate Halloween. We
really?
Do. Yeah. I've never been trick-or-treating.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Let's go this year.
I don't think we can. I've tried, and apparently there's age restrictions in the neighborhoods. But
not technically, but there's like this social construct that says a grown-ass men can't get and candy. Women can't go trick-or-treating.
It actually is very. I feel disrespected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it'll become a social norm pretty soon. You know, we're getting there.
No, I'm just gonna have a kid and take it. I'm just going to I'm going to have a child just to go trick-or-treating next year.
Live vicariously. How come you guys didn't do Halloween?
It was the devil's birthday. No, we went to Hallelujah Night. And when people would go to trick-or-treating, we'd go to Hallelujah Night at the church.
To pray away the demons?
No, we'd play games like get candy.
Disrespectful, dude.
What?
and pray away the demons. No, but it was Hallelujah Night.
Would you get candy? Did you just say that?
Yeah, we would get candy at Hallelujah Night.
Did you dress up?
And our face painted. No, I wasn't allowed to dress up. Hmm. Like, that was just like... Mm-hmm. Hmm. It's like, Mom, why are all the kids outside in costumes? I love to dress up. And she's like, we don't do that. Go to your room. No, it wasn't that harsh. But.
Oh, man.
Was it because of your specific religion or was it just like...
Yeah, Christians and like Christian household.
Huh. Just
like,
really?
Do a lot of Christians not celebrate Halloween?
Not a lot, but I think it's like probably like 50-50, honestly.
Yeah, really?
Didn't know that.
Well, I think that like the Halloween that they celebrate, they don't dress up as like ghouls and demons. I think they just like put face paint on, like you said, and then they just go out and maybe, I don't even think, I remember there was a long period of time where, when I was a kid, you couldn't go trick or treating because, you were afraid that somebody was going to poison the candy. And so what my mom did was she bought 3 big bags of Reese's and just said, I'm going to put them in your bag. But we're still going to walk from place to place, but we're not going to knock on the doors. We're still going to walk around, but we're not going to get candy.
That's
and then
cool.
We just went home and then ate our Reese's. And that was the only candy that we had.
Wow.
That's love right there.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know, what's so funny about that story is that whole phenomenon that happened back in was like early 2000s. Mm-hmm. That only happened because that was on national news. About how people are poisoning kids with the candy. What really happened was one kid got poisoned by, and I might be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure that only one kid got poisoned and it was by a relative.
Oh, wow.
And so the whole nation freaked out and didn't go trick-or-treating for 3 days, I think it was like a year thing or like a 2 year thing. And so, it was all because of one fucking guy that wanted to kill his nephew or something.
See, when I was a kid, there was always that fear, the rumors like there's needles in the whatever.
That's what I've heard.
You ever get the rumor, this is even past Halloween, you ever get the rumor that in the ball pit at McDonald's, there was needles or razor blades?
No.
You never got that?
That's scary.
No, uh-oh. But that sounds like something that would be said.
Yeah.
Did you, that happen to you? Was that you?
Did I spread the rumor? No, I just, I never went in the ball pit because of that. Because my brothers always said there was like needles that had like diseases on them and stuff. And I was just like, I want to have my happy meal. Just be chilling.
Yep. No. Yeah. All I heard was, I think I was out of the trick-or-treating era when when the crisis hit.
You were 38.
Swept the nation.
You were 38 when I was, I was 5.
Back in 1999.
Yeah.
What year were you born again?
1994.
Damn. Wow. That's so hot.
Yeah.
Rye, you're so funny.
Thanks.
Rye, when were you born?
84. 10 years old, bro.
Nice.
1984. I have almost no recollection of the 80s. Like nothing like 80s. Specific, like, can't even think of anything. Sorry, guys, a little slow. Need my inhaler. Still trying to come out of this depression, bro. We don't need to go into it, but
you can't think of anything from the 80s. It's when you—that's your whole childhood.
Like, I'm trying to think of like I owned a
Transformers, Rock'em Sock'em Robots,
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters
were the '80s, I guess.
Yeah,
but no, I lived back in the days when kids could trick or treat with only a little bit of fear of biting into a needle.
Mm.
Those are just rumors.
Just rumors.
But isn't it funny how parents are afraid of stranger danger when really the biggest danger is someone you know?
Dude, that's...
Isn't that funny?
it be your own family.
That's right.
Mm. You guys heard that one?
No, I never heard that before, but I agree with it.
They'd be like, it be your own fam. Like, no. You know. Okay. Well, I'm cooler than y'all.
I guess. You
know, lingo.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
my
so if something happens and it's like, just say like Rye does something to you, Brandon.
Yeah.
You can be like, damn, it be your own folks. Or like, it be your own friends. Or your own homies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can we say it like that too?
Yeah,
it be your own. Would it be damn? It
would people be like, hey, how come you're suddenly talking differently?
Just hey. Be like, hey, I guys. Just hang out with someone really cultured.
Hey, it be your own fam.
Like, anyways.
Fuck?
Sounds cool. You're welcome.
I don't have, I should try to start being more black, I guess.
Yeah, I think that'd be good for you. Just on every podcast from now on, you just talk like that.
Yeah, I can try. I always find that weird. I have a comedian friend who talks that way. Only during some sets. I think it's when there's more black comedians on it. He'll have more swagger and more. I don't know. Just talk more black.
Mm.
Am I allowed to say that? It's a thing.
Mahogany, is he allowed to say that?
I think so.
Mm.
I think
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's uncomfortable because I'm a white guy saying black. So
yeah.
Let's just move on.
We should just delete the podcast. Yeah. We should just take the whole
Sign
thing down.
Off now.
Oh, man. It be your own fam. Hey, guys. What the fuck is going on with this whole YouTube shit? James Charles or Charles Samuels?
James.
Someone with an old white name.
James Charles?
Got in
he sounds
trouble.
Like a guy that signed the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. Put your old James Charles on this.
I think what happened.
Who is he? I just know that some of my friends have been, you know, taking selfies with him. So it was like, oh, he's the new guy.
Yeah.
If he's at a party, you're going to pretend like you're best friends with him. All right.
Yeah. If you're at a party, you're going to stop talking to the person you're talking to try and go talk to him.
Yeah.
No, he's just he was the new, it guy for a while. He's a 19-year-old kid that blew up the past year because of he does makeup. He's like a makeup artist. He's very good at doing makeup.
Yeah, I've seen his face.
Yeah. And so what happened was, I'm just going to give Cliff Notes here.
Sure.
So
sell it to me.
Okay, so there's...
Because I don't really care.
Okay.
Try to make it awesome for me.
Okay. In a world where guys and girls like makeup... And there's one girl who has all the power in the world.
Does James Charles identify as a girl?
No. James Charles is just—he's just gay.
Oh,
but okay. Cliff Notes. Tati, this girl named Tati, whatever. I don't know her last name. She basically like brought him up. She was like, she would shout him out a bunch of times. She would go like, "Hey guys, go check out James Charles. He's really talented, and he's only 18 years old." And so basically he blew up from her because Tati had like 5 million, 6 million. And I think he starts to blow up. And then, what happened was he just became a dick because he's an 18-year-old kid.
Right.
Who's like getting all this money and all this fame very quickly. So that's just like. It's just what happened.
He went Hollywood.
And he
it
started...
be your own fam.
Yeah. And he started to be like an asshole to his friends. And especially Tati, who like brought him up. And I guess she was just starting to see him change.
Yeah.
And then eventually it got to the point where he promoted a vitamin company that wasn't Tati's vitamin company. So this is the big thing. The big reason why a lot of people have a problem with him is because he's like, he DMs straight guys and tries to get them to sleep with him and like convert them to be gay.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. Everyone's like, that's you know, predatory, and it's weird, and it's great, and it is creepy and weird. Yeah. And that's the big, that's the big thing, I think. So it was less about the whole like vitamin thing. That was just like part of it. And then it just like led up to this big, yeah, I don't know.
So,
I don't know. I mean, it the whole situation feels like a nuclear bomb. 'Cause this kid lost 3 million subscribers in, 3 days on YouTube. 3 million in 3 days. You would refresh his page and it was just like plummeting. There'd be 100 followers a second. Just and yeah, and so like all of his friends have been or all of his ex-friends have been like calling him out, just saying like, yeah, you actually are like not a good person, and it's just like World War VIII, you know. It's getting to be pretty bad on there.
Wow. So his friends are saying it?
Well, I mean, friends. Apparently they're like, oh, yeah, he's been showing this behavior for a while and stuff like that. Damn. So, I mean, I don't know. The kid probably, he's probably not the best person on the planet. But, like, I feel like what's happening to him is...
said that his friends are saying that, but it's like I always say, it be your own fam. Got it. Nailed it.
Nice.
I'm cool now.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's
that's cool.
That's some important thing. That's important.
The whole thing's fucked.
Yep.
The whole thing's just, ugh.
It's all just stupid.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm considering going to grad school.
James Charles is making you think about going to grad school, huh? Yep. Why are you here, James Charles?
Huh?
That what?
What?
I said, why are you here, James Charles? Like, why are you here at grad school? Somebody asked you that. There you go, James Charles. Sorry, the structure of that joke was not there at all.
They're calling me James Charles.
No.
Why are you here, James Charles?
Why are you here? Pause, James Charles.
No, but I've been having some thoughts.
What are you going to school for?
I don't know. Well, just an idea right now.
An idea.
Thinking about getting my master's in psychology.
Nice.
I've heard it's kind of easy. I talked to Katie Morton yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a phone call for me to pick a brain. 2 years of school, she said it was easy. I'm sure it's not easy, but I don't know. I just need to figure out if I can, because I don't want to quit stand-up. It's just like, would I have, I want to combine the two.
Yeah.
And kind of be like, I hate saying the word celebrity, but like a celebrity therapist guy.
Mm.
Ugh. But I have to become a celebrity.
You want to be like, you want to be like, who's that guy?
Dr. Drew.
I was about to say Dr. Oz. He does food, though, doesn't he? He's a fitness guy.
He's an actual doctor.
He's a health guy? Oh.
I wouldn't become a doctor. I'd just become a licensed therapist.
Dr. Phil. To Oprah Winfrey.
He's not actually a doctor.
He's not a doctor?
No, I don't want to be like a talk show.
Wait, Dr. Phil's not a doctor?
No, I'm pretty sure he's
why,
not.
Why is his name Dr. Phil?
Just a brand.
That's illegal.
I don't think so.
Isn't it? Isn't that like, you can't just say you're a doctor. You can't say I have a PhD when you don't. You can't. If I started my own hospital in my apartment and I was like, oh, I come here, I'm a registered nurse, and I wasn't, that's not, you can't do that, can you?
That's not what he's doing. He's just putting TV shows out. Look it up. Okay. Dr. Phil, a doctor.
You can actually do anything if you don't get caught.
That's a good point.
That's true.
That's a good point.
But you know, Dr. Dre, is he a doctor?
I guess not, yeah. But he's not like talking about medicine. He's not rapping about medicine.
Right, it's true.
Like, you know, okay, Medicare. Good point. So he's just, you know.
Dr. Pepper, every time you crack one open, it says, eat an apple. That was a terrible joke.
If Dr. Pepper was like, if you drank it and it was like full of vitamins, then I'd be like, you know what I mean? If it's full of vitamins,
like,
and nutrients.
This is a doctor.
Yeah, this is a doctor's orders. It should have been called doctor's orders, not Dr. Pepper.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Why is it called Dr. Pepper?
It's just catchy. Pepper.
Can you look at it? You know what I did? I looked in between Mahogany and the laptop. Like insinuating. Never mind.
Dr. Phil is not a doctor, but he plays one on TV. Dr. Phil has the cachet of the doctor, in quotes, moniker at the front of his name, even though he holds a doctorate, in psychology and is not a light, even though... And is not a licensed psychologist. Oh, that was a confusing sentence.
Okay, wait.
So,
that sentence didn't make much sense. But no, wait, what about the Dr. Pepper?
psychiatrist named Charles Altern called Dr. Pepper in 1885.
Really?
And it happens, legend has it, it was named after a young girl who he once loved.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wait. Uh-oh. So she was Dr. Pepper? Or he was Dr. Pepper?
I guess, because he worked in a drugstore in Waco, Texas. And she must have came in.
Wow.
Her father must have... Oh, after the father of a young girl he once loved. So her father must have been a doctor. Oh. And she had the pepper. Should I Dr. do stand-up?
Nice, dude.
No? Okay.
Nice.
So I talked to Katie Morton yesterday. And I was like, I've avoided psychology grad school because I thought, like, hey, you had to go to school for a million years and become a doctor. She's like, no, no, no. And apparently you get your doctorate in psychology. You only make $3,000 more a year than just going to school for 2 years. I think everybody should go get their master's in psychology. You can open your own practice, be a therapist. It doesn't even matter if you're good or bad at it.
Really?
There's a lot of bad therapists out there. Be one of them.
we need more of them. Huh. But I was wondering that today about my therapist because I just had therapy and I was like, huh, you're just really a person,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
And like, I'm wondering what gave you the, I don't know how to say it, but like what
the credentials?
The credentials. What gave you the credentials to do this?
Right.
And I guess 4 years of school.
Well, two years of school, and then the hard part. It's getting, you think you need like 5,000 hours of doing the work before you're licensed.
That's not hard because you can just get a job.
Yeah.
And like you dock those hours.
You need,
but
like,
it's like working.
Right. You need like other stuff. Like you need like 500 hours of working with children. And Katie said that's the hardest for everybody.
Really?
So your job might
easiest.
Not have. But you need like, I don't know.
500 hours of working with children? That's the easiest?
I worked with children 40 hours a week for 2.5 years.
Really?
It needs to be in like a psychological setting. Mm. So she did like teen meetups, like teen group, alcohol.
Oh. Would you do that, Mahogany?
I would, actually.
You would meet up with teen alcoholics?
We'd be hype in that bitch. We'd all be best friends. Listen, I'm starting a school called World School, and I'm going to teach them until they're 18.
World School.
We're going to travel. We're not going to sit in a fucking classroom. Mm. And we're not going to take 12 years to learn the same shit over and over. We're going to get that shit done. And we're going to get out here in the world. And we're going to change lives. We're going to get our destinies. And we're going to travel.
I think students should be taught fucking... High school kids are taught psychology. They should be taught about themselves. Like every student should go, like, let's talk about our feelings today.
They should. That would... Right. Wow. That's good.
Thank you. Brandon laughed at me.
Yeah.
I wonder why my fucking therapist planted the seed in my head. Is it just because she's a therapist?
Yeah.
She wants more of her?
She doesn't want competition.
She's not concerned with that.
Nah, she wouldn't want you to become a therapist.
But she made it sound awesome. I don't know. But do I have to quit stand-up? I asked my therapist that. She was like, no.
No, dude. You use your degree in psychology towards your stand-up.
She said it would help my stand-up. She was like, there are people who get their master's and they have 4 kids and 2 jobs and still do it. And I was like, okay, you're right.
She was just calling you a lazy piece of shit.
The doctor from The Hangover is an actual doctor and he's an actor.
That's right.
You know what's so funny? He was in the new Avengers movie. He had a cameo for 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And when he was in it, everyone just applauded. It was so weird. He had nothing to do with the story. Everyone was just like, yeah, that actor.
I love him.
Dr. Ken Jeong. And he saved, somebody had a seizure at one of his stand-up shows.
Oh, and he saved them.
Yeah. So maybe I'll be a comedian and someone will have a nervous breakdown at one of my shows. And I can give them some fucking Ambien. No, just kidding. That'd be psychiatry.
Mm.
Yeah. Too much school, not doing it.
Yeah, man.
But my therapist was like, you would be great at this. She was like,
Did she listen to the podcast?
No.
No.
You wouldn't want to just get, like, your bachelor's at a community college?
Get that mic up. I already have my bachelor's.
Oh. In sociology.
But I can't, like, I don't know. I would like to start a podcast about mental health.
Yeah.
The thing is, right now, I'm not all that equipped to talk about a lot of it.
That's the best time to do it.
What?
To talk about it.
When you're not.
It's comforting to go through the journey with someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
over to just hear someone be like, guys, it's going to be great. Just wait.
I know what you mean. You know? Yeah. It won't be like, here's what you do. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, right. Thinking about it. My therapist said that'd be really good. And she said it'd be good because I've been through a lot. Like, I've seen the darkness.
Yeah.
Mm. I've succeeded and I've failed.
Mm. Oh, man. If I was sitting across from you in a therapist's office, I'd be fucking terrified. Oh, my God. Your eyes, man.
I'm thinking about picking up a therapist.
Yeah?
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, I was kinda,
you don't go to therapy already?
No, so I have a tape recorder and I okay. go on walks and I talk in it.
Nice.
I do.
That's cool.
And
so your therapy is talking to yourself.
So you have a podcast.
And God.
So you have a podcast.
Right. I've been wanting to tell you guys. But I feel like it's, shit, why not?
All right.
Talk to somebody, I guess.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's super interesting.
Yeah.
I still need about.
I feel like I just want to be like. And then be like, okay.
I'll be like, here's what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I think I actually want to just meet like a really, really old like Indian guy who doesn't really talk. He just like nods. And I just talk and he's like, and I'm like, you know what?
I hate those. I hate that type of therapist.
You just want to feel heard.
Yeah.
You want to feel heard.
Brandon.
It's a therapy term right there.
Heard me, yes.
Yes.
That's exactly, I guess, what I want.
When I first started dating my girlfriend, my therapist was like, wow. You're really being seen. And I was like, huh? I was like, being seen.
I love it.
I was like, that's a therapy term.
Oh, man. Yeah. Being seen.
But it was true, because I was like, when we first started dating, I was yapping my face off.
Yeah.
Finally, someone's listening. I was really being heard.
Being
yeah, thinking about
seen.
It. Call into the show. Let me know if I should become a fucking Dr. Ken Jong.
Ken Jong-un.
Hey, this has been... I thought this episode was going to suck.
Yeah.
But it's actually mediocre. No, I'm just kidding. It's, good. Right, cool. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Nice.
It's good to have Mahogany on. She might be maybe become a staple here. I mean, no one likes her, but...
Yeah. All those fan emails I get that are just like, God, they're just... I'm really glad Mahogany doesn't read those.
Just kidding.
It's a fucking joke. We're kidding. It's a joke. All right. Do you see that thing that Bill Nye made? Oh, did you stop the podcast?
No.
Oh.
I sure did.
Oh, you said... Like,
here, I've got an experiment for you. Safety glasses on.
This is Bill Nye in his latest video.
Yeah.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on fucking fire.
Ah!
There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots. Grow the fuck up. You're not children anymore. I didn't mind explaining photosynthesis to you when you were 12, but you're adults now, and this is an actual crisis. Got it? Safety glasses off, motherfuckers.
That was basically the whole bit.
Bill Nye the Savage Dude.
That's a weird opening to Bill Nye the Science Guy. Is that what kids are going to be, that's going to be taught in schools now?
Looks like he's jizzing.
That's not a good photo of him.
So this upset people?
Well, I mean, it made a lot of people happy and it upset a lot of people, which is basically just like the internet. But it made people upset because people who are like, I don't want a TV actor who's not even a real scientist telling me about science. I know science. Man on Twitter.
Isn't he an actual scientist?
I think he studied a bunch of shit in a but like I don't know what it is.
Maybe he hasn't kept up.
Maybe, but
that's
he's
me, dude. I want that career.
You're the next Bill Nye. This... Bill Rye, the science guy.
Yeah. Rye's my last name now.
You should have.
Bill Rye, the therapy guy.
But no. But no, people are upset because it's like the, I don't know. Why do people get so upset about climate change? Like, shouldn't that be a universal thing that everyone kind of like agrees on? So like shit, like,
some people,
I don't know.
Some people don't think it's real.
Why?
I think religion gets into a lot of it.
Oh, is it because like
Because people are like,
something about God.
Science isn't real.
Oh.
I just want Brandon to not ever disrespect Bill Nye ever again. Because
I didn't disrespect Bill Nye.
He went to Cornell. He is a real scientist, actually. Okay. But actually, he's not a real scientist. He graduated with a BS in mechanical engineering.
Okay. BS. What's that?
Bullshit. Mechanical engineering.
Bachelor's in science. So he's got his bachelor's.
Is that a bachelor in science?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of studying, though. Engineering?
Yeah, he studied aerospace engineering. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But no, because climate change, yeah, that's just everyone's like aggressively telling us that the world's ending.
So. Yeah. All people, I mean, I guess it's just like, so religious people are like, God created the earth, so why would he destroy it? I'm confused.
I'm not really sure.
I think it has to do with... We're destroying it.
No, I know, but shouldn't the religious mindset be God created the earth and gave us this planet? So maybe let's try and not destroy it.
Right.
Climate change should be real for religious people, too. It's like, I don't know how God factors into it at all.
I don't know either, and I could be wrong about that. Mainly religious people are anti... just vomited in my mouth. I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. And there's also science. They're anti-science. There's also just people think like it's fake and a conspiracy.
Why?
Why would that be a conspiracy? For what? A conspiracy for fucking us to have fuller forests? A conspiracy for us to have less smog? I'm confused. Why? I don't know.
But I think I liked the video.
I did too. I didn't think there was any harm in it at all. It just felt like a funny comedy video.
And like how, you know, it's powerful. That's why it's so popular. Well, this video. So I had it was impactful because it's Bill Nye.
Yeah.
But he's from our childhood. He's swearing.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that how you reacted?
Yeah. I fell down a cliff.
A lot of people were also like, I don't want a fake scientist to just be swearing to be edgy or something like that. I don't know. Just all this bullshit. It's just a video. He's not telling you. I mean, he is telling you to do something, but also he's. So what? You don't have to do it. You don't have to do anything.
Fucking internet.
I don't know. It's just dumb. But I didn't have a problem with it.
Let's cancel the comment section.
Canceled.
No one can tweet.
No one's allowed to tweet.
Except for
think
Bill
about Nye. How better things would be if Twitter just didn't exist.
Social media just didn't exist.
Not social media, Twitter. I think it's Twitter specifically.
Instagram's pretty bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, Instagram's bad, but you...
Makes people feel awful.
Yeah. It does make people feel awful, but like Twitter is only words, mainly. Like you can post photos, but no one really does that. It's words and GIFs, mm-hmm. which are the GIFs and words combined is just like the worst way to communicate on the planet. So like...
Words are the worst way to communicate.
No. Words and GIFs combined. I don't know what it is about the combination. I just hate. Maybe it's just GIFs. Maybe I just hate GIFs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting you anything for Christmas then. Thanks, Mahogs.
Oops. That was funny.
I mean Mahogany. Mahogany.
Are you okay with him calling you Mahogs?
I absolutely love it.
It's pretty.
You do?
Yeah. Probably not. It's not a very flattering nickname. Mahogs.
Mahogany Dogs.
If I didn't like it, oh yeah, I thought that was what, honestly, I thought that's what you were saying when you said Mahogs.
I say Mahogany Dogie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. But yeah, if I didn't like it, I'd be like, fucking right. If you don't fucking stop, I'm going to come at your house and kill you in your fucking sleep.
Okay. Whoa.
Cool. Good to know.
Oh man.
But I would really also never say that.
You really did have a voodoo spell put on you. Yeah. I'm going to start killing people.
Thinner. All right, well, hey, that was a good episode, guys.
All right.
I'm going to go back to bed. Just kidding.
I'm going to go back to bed. Wait, what was it? What?
I am tired, though.
Because you said you're falling off a cliff, and it made me think of this thing, and I wanted to know if your sisters ever touched you as a child. I'm kidding.
What?
There's a thing where, like, you'd be, like, knife stabbing in your back, blood dripping down.
Yeah.
And then, like, someone took you to a cliff and pushed you off. What color did you see? Did your sisters ever used to do that to you?
Or the you whole like blood,
and something like tight, you do in your back. Tight squeeze, cold breeze, now you have the chills. And then that it's like someone takes you to a cliff and pushes you off. And you're supposed to be like, I saw green. And they'd be like, oh, you died hitting a pasture.
No.
Wait, what?
What?
Or if you like saw white, they'd be like, oh, you went to heaven.
Nope.
This is a childhood game? What the fucking kind of childhood game is this?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I've never heard of that.
It'd be your
fam.
Heard
of that? Never heard of that in my life.
Wow. It'd be your own crew.
It'd be your own fam.
Be your own friends.
You can also say, don't have me lie to you, but, and then like say something that you know, but you don't know if it's like completely true or not.
Don't have me lie to you, but, yeah. And then you lie.
No, you say like, I'll be like, don't have me lie to you, but I think Brandon is gay. But like, it's not the truth, but
right.
I think it might be the truth, okay. But don't have me lie to you, but
never heard that.
I think he's might be gay.
Okay. Is that like a southern thing?
I think it's something I made up, and I just want to people to have on it.
Let's spread it.
You spread the rumor that I'm gay.
I'm spreading it to you guys.
All right, that's the whole reason you brought that up. Isn't it?
All right, everybody, start it. If you're ever saying an opinion that you think might not be true, don't have me lie to you. But Brandon is 100% gay.
Damn.
I used to wish I could get a saying going like, "Who gives a duck's bill?"
Is that the one you want? I'll start saying it.
I said that one day, and I remember I just said it passingly as a joke. My mom was like, did you just come up with that? Like, she thought I was an amazing
kid. Wait,
is
passing a duck's bill?
No, like, who gives a fuck? Like,
yeah.
Who gives a duck's bill? My mom was like, did you just think of that? Ryan, this could catch on.
And since then, you were an entertainer?
You became a comedian. Yeah. Ryan, you should be a comedian.
Then I've been writing metaphors, figures of speech.
Mm-hmm.
It's figure of speech.
Can I ask you a question, Ryan? When you were, because you were a nurse, right?
No, I never became one officially.
Oh, you were training to become a nurse?
Yeah.
What were you doing before everything? You were a construction worker?
No, I was doing landscaping.
Landscaping, okay. So when you were landscaping and cracking jokes with the boys, did they ever go, bro, you're hilarious, dude. You should be a fucking comedian.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Huh.
Was that your Boston accent?
I don't know what that was.
That
was like
either.
A combination of Chris D'Elia and Rye's impersonation of Chris D'Elia.
I just had a dream that I went back to my old landscaping job.
Yeah.
Good God.
That's how accurate the accent was, Mahogany. Because it made him go back in time.
A good one.
But yeah, has anyone ever told you you should be a comedian?
No.
Before you started doing vines? They're like, dude, you should be a viner.
They didn't say comedian. They were like, dude, you should be a viner. It was 5 years before Vine came out.
Brandon, you have something I like to call jump me humor.
What is it?
Jump me. Like, you say stuff that would possibly get you jumped. You know, but it's okay because I have jump me humor too.
So. Got it. Okay,
that's fine. We're
jump
like,
me humor.
We're
man, like all the, these, all
we're
these
the
sayings.
Funniest people around. People are just fucking weird. You know.
So you're provocateurs.
Provocateurs. Exactly. We're satirists.
Like you scream AIDS. And like,
yep. I mean, I don't know why that upsets people, but it does.
Right. It's actually hilarious.
Nice word, I guess. But
trying to think of
a lot of these old sayings that I have no idea where they came from.
I make them up.
Jump, did you make that up?
I did.
That's good.
I made that one up.
Mm. All right, well, I'll go back to bed.
Why are you so tired?
I don't know, dude. It's depression. Can't you see the sadness in my eyes right now?
All the time, but I, you know, it's more, oh man, it's manic. It's manic right now.
No, never been manic.
No.
I wish. Sounds like fun.
Sounds like a good time.
I told my psychiatrist, "Is like, sometimes I'll get energy at night."
Mm.
And she was like, "Do you stay up for 3 days?" I'm like, "Ah, damn it, I'm not manic."
You like want to be manic?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I was scared I was, but she was like, "You're definitely not." And I was like, "Suck it, bitch."
Nice.
All right. Well, that's this episode.
It's a good closer.
Ross Miller. Wait, nope. Steve Marshallek is now our only $25 patron.
Oh, Ross Miller died?
Ross Miller died. So did Nicolas Caprio.
Really?
He died.
Oh, man.
So
I'm going to text Nick Caprio right now. Like, hey, why'd you stop giving us money?
He's probably mad at you. He's probably mad at you for something.
Probably.
So Nicolas Caprio, rest in peace.
Mm.
Ross Miller, rest in peace. Steve Marshallek, what's good, fam?
Yeah. Steve Marshallek giving us $25.
We love you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, back to reality.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rise sad, guys.
Why'd you end this on a downer
note?
I
don't know.
What is this, fucking know. Empire Strikes Back? Yeah, we just had a grand old time, and now you're ending it with,
I think it's because we're leaving.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. It's going to be alone.
Because like I said in the beginning, this is the best time of my week. This is the best day of my week, and Rye feels it too. And now that we're ending, he's going back to sad.
It's over.
All right, I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.